Before I bring my message, I want to share this commentary on this, especially on John 3:16. First scripture I ever memorized, and when going to school, we could read scriptures in the mornings and all that kind of stuff before school. But it was something, and I don't know why, but that scripture has just kind of kept me in a state of accountability, even though when I went back out and was in the world for a long, long time, it just gave me some kind of peace, just believing and knowing. But this is the commentary, and it's about giving. Just imagine the person that you love most is on the verge of death. Doctors and nurses keep a constant vigil, watching beeping machines, monitoring blood pressure, checking the tubes to make sure that none have slipped out and become blocked. What would you give to keep this loved one alive? How much would you sacrifice to have a normal life with them again? Laughing, talking, sharing. If your love is strong and genuine, you would give it all. And that's exactly what God did for us. Sin puts us on the verge of death. So God, in his marvelous love, gave up his only son that we might have life. God gave his son offered up his life. This sacrificial gift is the foundation of our renewed relationship with God in the most popular of all Bible verses. The Apostle John is not only showing us how to receive salvation, but he's also telling us the secret to the deepest love sacrifice is giving. Is there someone you have or something that you have to do with keeping you from giving or accepting the love of God? It's a choice, you know. Give it up before you actually forfeit both life and love. It's, free will is something I think sometimes that we just kind of take for granted. God is not forcing his love upon you. He wants your love because you want to love him. But there's that choice always in life.